Award-winning country singer Ty Heron is here to talk about the Concert for Love and Acceptance at the Wild Horse Saloon in Nashville on June 6th and give us his spin on our LGBTQ issues. Hi, Ty.
Good morning.
Tell us about the Concert for Love and Acceptance that's going to be at the Wild Horse on June 6th.
Don't you just love the name? Concert for Love and Acceptance. My gosh, I tell you, when we came up with this concept, I came out 5 years ago, November 2014, and I wanted to do something special here in Nashville just because we are the gateway, the window to the South here. And growing up a little Southern boy from South Alabama, you know, I know the issues. And you know what's always been a healer of issues is love, love and acceptance. And I do that through music, and I know a lot of artists do. So I wanted to create a very special event during CMA Music Fest that just really centered around artists who are accepting and loving and want to change hearts and minds and save lives. And so that's how this little event was created. And here we are 5 years later, and my goodness, we're having to look at a bigger venue for next year. So by the grace of the higher powers and the gods, we are continuing to grow and do just that, to change hearts and minds and rescue lives.
Who will be performing this year?
You know, it gets bigger and better every year. It just blows my mind. This year we have the incredible Daughtry, which is so crazy and amazing. I'm such a fan of his, from the American Idol days to the huge career that he's built. The incredible Rita Wilson, and I'm so hoping that her husband shows up and hangs out, because he usually does. I got to tell you, if I'm standing backstage and Tom Hanks walks in, I might as well pass out. I'll have to use all of my mojo just to go, "Hey, man, what's up?" And, oh my gosh, for the first time on our stage, you know, Shelley Wright has been so instrumental in my coming out story, and she is one of my best friends on the planet, so I'm so excited to finally have her on the Love and Acceptance stage. Billy Gilman, the list just goes on and on this year. We have some LGBTQ artists that are amazing, Brandon Stansel and Harper Gray, and then we have quite a few of the new, just affirming great artists here in Nashville, and of course, our co-host Cody Allen, and the list just keeps going on, and they added a few more today, and we always have a sold-out house, and we always have a really big surprise guest, which I can't tell you who that is, but it's going to blow people's minds this year, so that's pretty awesome as well.
What would you like to accomplish with this concert?
The thing I would always say when people ask me what I want to accomplish with this is just changing the mentality of the country music community towards the LGBT community, because I have a lot of kids that come up to me. I still play 150 dates throughout the year, and for example, I had this 15-year-old kid come to my show, and his parents were with him, and they walked backstage. You know, I'm out there just doing my hits. You know, I talk about my history in country music. I also talk a little bit about my coming out story, but these parents brought this 15-year-old backstage, and they said, "Hey, look, this kid just came out to us a few months ago, and he really wants to be in country music. What do you have to say to him?" And believe me, it still shocks me a little bit, and I'm like, okay. I said, first of all, congratulations as parents that you were so awesome with this kid's story and you brought him here to see the show. And that's the first thing I say, congratulations as parents that you are just so amazing and you care about your kid. And I'm going to get very graphic here. Your child is not thrown out on the street and you're not going to get a horrible phone call that he's no longer on this earth 6 months from now. So, and then I get the opportunity to look at this kid and go, "Hey, man, do you know how lucky you are to have these kind of parents?" And, of course, as a 15-year-old kid, he rolls his eyes and he goes, "Hey, you know what? You can have them." So that's a really healthy environment that this kid is growing up in. And so love and acceptance is all about that. We give money towards education. We give money towards counseling. We do a lot of different things. Scholarship funds. We have the Ty Herndon Scholarship Fund that just started in the last couple of years that just helps kids. They want to be in the music business. We guide and direct them in those areas. But most of all, man, if you want to be in this business, don't worry about your sexual orientation. Come to Nashville and be the best singer, songwriter, producer, whatever you want to do. And it's just like getting a college degree. Lead with that. So we try to teach that, and that's all done with love and acceptance. So I had a lot of it in my life. So there was no accident that we called this particular show Concert for Love and Acceptance here in Nashville, Tennessee, during CMA Music Fest, which is so amazing.
What would you like to accomplish with your music?
What would I like to accomplish with my music? My gosh, I've been so fortunate over the years. I believe we are about to release my 20th studio album, which is coming out June 3rd. and I have gotten to explore so many kinds of music. I've got this awesome new record label, and they told me back in the beginning of the year that I could kind of do what I wanted. I think they're regretting that now, simply because I just re-released all my hits, and I often say this, I get a little bored with singing my own songs, so I did my hits, plus I did five of my friends' hits. The album's called Got It Covered. That's coming June 3rd. And then after that, I'm doing a jazz classic album, which is Ty Herndon meets Michael Bublé. It's going to be so fun. I've got some amazing female guest artists on that album. And then in November, I'm releasing my 21st original album, and I'm super excited about that. So lots of new music coming from me, and as usual, anything that I have to say, I do it through music, and I'm so fortunate to be out there working myself crazy. Pretty awesome.
As we approach the 50th anniversary of Stonewall, how do you see our LGBTQ community moving forward in this Trump administration?
You know, that's a big question in this administration today. I know there have been many challenges. I pretty much kind of focus my attention on the kids and where we are in the South. And we have seen the suicide rate go down, but there's so much work to be done in educating not only the kids, but educating the parents out there that don't want to lose our kids. When I first started doing this, even in a political environment, it was hard to get people to listen to me just to go, hey, do you know how many LGBTQ suicides you had in your state alone just this last year? And I had a number of people just go, that's not correct. I'm like, no, go look it up. It is correct. And so, you know, when it comes to having any kind of power at all, it comes to the children. And I do a lot of public speaking now, and it's all around teen suicide, LGBTQ suicide, and parents that need to be educated on, you don't got to kick your kids out, people. There are ways around this. And to answer your question, I truly believe that we definitely have a lot more programs, so many numbers out there that just to prevent, number one, suicide, number two, healthy environments for our kids. And I'm extremely happy to be a part of all that.
How can people get information about you and also the concert for Love and Acceptance at the Wild Horse in Nashville on June 6th?
If you're going to be in Nashville anytime during CMA Music Fest, just go to my website, tyherndon.com. There's a little link that you can buy tickets to the concert for Love and Acceptance. And there are also other things that we're doing that week to support our community. You can also go to glad.org/tickets. GLAAD has been such a wonderful partner with this, and they're so loving and caring, and they've become a big part of my family. So between Ty Herndon and GLAAD, you can find tickets to the event. And you can also go to thewildhorse.com, period, or ticketmaster.com.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
There's more of a question that I wish people would stop asking me. I came out 5 years ago, and I still get, this is actually kind of funny. It's sweet. I still get these awesome, sweet ladies that come up to me and ask me, are you single? And a lot of times I don't know how to answer it. I'm like, are you asking for your son or your daughter? It's so sweet when people ask me if I'm single, and it always makes me think, gosh, I need to get more pictures of Matthew out there so they know that I'm not. It makes me giggle every time.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
My grandmother was a wise old Indian woman, and it seems like any time that I'm going through something challenging, one of those quotes always come up, and when you ask me about them, I can never think of them. But I just had one this morning because I was counseling with a friend whose daughter's going through a tough time with her sobriety, and the thing my grandmother always told me, we are only responsible as far as someone will let us be responsible. Now, there's a lot of knowledge in that, just meaning for me, we can only tell the truth, we can only extend so much love, but at the end of the day, if you want to be well and sober on this planet, it's really up to you. And the other one is, my mother just said it yesterday, it's an old Southern one. She was out in her garden, and something fell over. She said, Lord, whatever doesn't kill me is going to make me stronger. And I said, Mother, your fence just fell over. We'll be out and fix it just a little bit. She goes, Lord, what doesn't kill me will make me stronger. My Southern mother cracks me up. You know, as silly as I can be around stuff like that, what doesn't kill me will make me stronger. I've lived it most every day of my life, because being a young kid and knowing that I was gay and trying to be in Christian music and growing up and being a country artist and struggling with addiction and struggling with attempted suicide, all of those things under one umbrella, there's a reason that I'm still here today. And thank God I'm standing on these amazingly strong legs, and I can look back on all my stories and they're a part of who I am today. They're a part of my story, and I am here for a reason. And I always say this to the kids I talk to. At some time in your life, you're going to realize that you're here for a reason. You have a very strong story to tell, and I know it's hard right now, but hang in there. Keep being strong. Keep listening to people that you trust, and those legs will get stronger and stronger. So for me, what doesn't kill me makes me stronger. I should have that tattooed on my left arm because I'm a very grateful young man today to be healthy and alive and have a story to tell through music. And, man, what a story it is. So that does not kill you will make you stronger.